Hello everybody, welcome to Fat Buddies, your favorite FIFA Ultimate Team podcast. We are during Summer Heat, which got released today, together here, as always, with Jake from Jake Fat Trading. How are you, Jake?
I'm good, how are you doing?
This is the first day I'm excited since last 2 weeks, I guess. Not the most excited, but sure. Let's say a little bit more excited than in the past days, just because we got some new content from EA, which is nice to have during the summer. Yep. What do you think about the content, and how do you like it?
I think it's awesome. I think that this is one of the best promo ideas and concepts they've had in a little bit now. I think that it's awesome to reward people that are still willing to grind the game. I mean, looking at the exact date today, it looks like it's June 17th, guys. So it's pretty late in the game. And those of us that are still playing FIFA love it. We want better cards. We still enjoy playing. So if people are willing to put in a lot of effort, why not reward them? And why not give them some amazing cards? So right now on my screen, I actually have that 93 Mendy up. And he looks like literally probably the best left back in the game, if not easily top 3 to 5. So
no, his gold card is the best left back in the game. So
exactly.
His 93 is even better.
Exactly. And he's a legend in this FIFA, right? We all know he's maintained his price as the gold card. He's been used in so many teams, from Footmas to his golds. And now they have an upgrade system like they've done throughout the year, like with Odegaard, cards like that, where you can upgrade him. And I just really love it. I mean, if people are willing to put in that amount of time in June, they can get one of the best left backs for free, for no cost. I mean, yes, time is money, but if you have that time, you can put it in. So I really like it.
Just to have, let's say, a short summary.
Yeah.
And I'm reading from EA's Twitter account, where they don't communicate so often, but today, let's say, they released also an article.
Yeah.
So what can you guys expect during this summer heat is to vote for fan favorites to get boosted player item SBCs. So I guess this is like you can vote and you can get a similar upgrading system as 93 rated Mendy. Upgradable objective players, exactly what I've said.
Yep.
Best of FAT 20 special items back in packs. And this week we have Copa Libertadores, Headliners, Once to Watch,
yep.
Team of the Week specials from week 1 to week 16, select Team of the Week specials, so not all the Team of the Week players,
right.
Shapeshifters, and Winter Refresh.
Yep.
So a lot of promos in packs, players promos in packs this week. We also got a login loyalty reward. Personally, because I log in a lot, I've got an ultimate pack, but you can get either a rare mega pack or a prime gold players pack or a jumbo premium gold pack if you just started the game, let's say.
Yep.
And it says also introducing Summer Showdown. I don't know exactly what Summer Showdown is, but I will... Just a little sec. A special FAT Summer Heat player item via squad building challenges for one player on each team from the highlighted matchup. So the special Summer Showdown item from the winning side will receive a permanent +3 overall stats.
That's boost. Cool.
So I guess we didn't get that today, mm-hmm. right?
That's cool though.
But we will get it. We will get it soon. So a lot of things happening in FUT, and this is exactly what it should look like, I guess, every week of the remaining days of FIFA 20.
Yeah, guys, there's going to be like 3 batches of this, right? So the certain players listed that Florian listed off are only in packs for, I think, 2 weeks at a time, and then another segment of 2, and then another segment of 2. So it is going to look like this for a little bit, which is just really awesome. I mean, obviously, we need to fill some time before FIFA 21, so it's almost like, what can they do? And people love packing specials in packs. I know people that are ripping open some packs with coins right now just for fun, just because, you know, the value isn't all that bad. Even if you get an 88 rated card, they still are holding some value because of their SBC worth. But it's fun to see those different flares and colors and etc. So I really like what they're doing here. They're keeping the user base really engaged at a time where, the hardcore people, I would say, are still playing. So I really like it. I feel like they're actually rewarding people for playing. I know that Mendy's objective requirements are quite difficult, and one that I actually found kind of funny, and I'm going to actually do it quick on my screen, Florian, is one of them required to score goals with a French player that has 4-star skills minimum and a 5-star weak foot. So I want to show you guys how few of them there actually are. So I'm going 4-star skills from France, and then I'm going to go 5-star weak foot. And now you see here, guys, there's really like none. There's Birthday Lacazette, there's Birthday Griezmann, who are really pricey. I wouldn't consider them fit for objectives. I don't think people often buy 500k plus cards for objectives. But then there's Ben Yedder gold, and then Ben Yedder specials. I mean, that's pretty much it. They're really like, literally, they're telling you to use Ben Yedder for those games, in my opinion, which I think is super
Jake,
duper funny.
is it there also a Mandy?
Yeah, there's Mendy, Lamar. So there's a few interspersed in there, but to me, there's like 5 or 6 Yedder cards you can use, which I just think is kind of ironic. So to get Mendy, one of the most popular players this FIFA, you also have to use Yedder, who is also one of the most popular players. So I think it's really funny.
And small advice here, guys, because I did it also. I mean, I did it for other objectives. Myself, I'm relegated into Division 7 or 6, something like this in Rivals. And over there, you either play as Jake said, with like the best attackers, like shapeshifters, or I don't know, Ben Yedder, if you have the coins for it. Or you can either put Mendy in attack, and okay, it will be more difficult to score, but the level in Division 8 or 7 is not so high, so you can kind of score with those guys in attack. So this is what I will do personally. So even if I have, so I have a player of the month to Ben Yedder, I could do it with that. So for me it's easy, but if you want an idea, I guess we will get a lot of objective cards during these weeks. So I don't know if a higher division is the best way to go. If you want to do it faster, just go lower, and that's it.
I agree. And I just thought that was really funny because here I am doing this exact same thing you guys saw live when I'm typing in the weak foot and skills from France, because I knew Yedder was one of them. I honestly didn't know off the top of my head the other ones, but I searched it and I told my Discord, I'm like, Ben Yedder is like the only guy you can use. And I'm sure his gold card said he says he's 7K right now, but I'm sure he actually went to 8K plus or so. I wouldn't be surprised if he went extinct. I'm going to pull up his price here. Yeah, there he is. He's actually 8.5K. And almost extinct on Xbox at 9.8K. So if his gold does go extinct, then that will also push up the other card versions of him. So his 85 will become more pricey, his 86, because people want to do it, right? Everyone wants this Mendy card, and they need to use one of these players. And if you cut off one of them, then they're going to switch to the next version, which would, for Ben Yedder, would be his 85. So whenever you see an objective like that, you can use Footbin to really help you. And all I did, guys, to double check myself was use the skills and weak foot in France, and then in the first few minutes I knew exactly who would fit. I actually shouted Birthday Lamar in my Discord at 66K on PS, and it looks like he's floating around 85K, which is awesome. And he's pretty rare on the market. There's not that many of them, so it doesn't take much for his price to increase.
And also, guys, today we've got an SBC also, another French guy, another French from this time from Premier League. So probably the best desirable card you can get, a French guy from Premier League, and that's Ndombele from Tottenham. And he's very cheap. He's not like a Team of the Year card, but he's quite good. So you need 284 rated teams for him. And I think that's quite cheap for a player like this. I think he played like 5 games this season for Tottenham, But yeah, you know, it's his he was a very good card last year
Yeah,
also.
yep.
And remember, guys, a lot of people did Lucas Moura SBC because you didn't have a better SBC where to put your untradeable high-rated fathers in.
Exactly.
So I think a lot of players will do Ndombele. A lot of players have Lucas. And yeah, from here, I think Jake will tell you with who you can link these guys.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna see Varane specials go up a lot, guys, because everyone's that's gonna be the primary link for Mendy, and he also links with Ndombele, which is
Exactly.
super awesome. So you're gonna see Varane go up a lot. I mean, I can pull up his price right now. I'm guessing the 85 is like 50K, and I'm guessing the 86 is super expensive as well. Let's check here. The 85 is 45K on PS, as expected, really, really high. And the 86 is 172K, which is quite high. I mean, he was floating. Well, that's an hour
I
ago.
think that's that I think that's an old price, yeah.
Yep, that's not even updated. So he's going to be higher than that. Let me check his 87. I don't know if it will be updated.
I will during this time because you know guys, we want to give you the best information. I will check on the transfer market exactly what's his price while Jake is so there are some cars listed at 180.
Okay, that's pretty low.
So there are let's say five cards on the market under 180 for his 86.
Okay. Well, and I think part of that too, Florian, is, and guys, this is interesting for you viewers to note, is that his 89 Headliners is back in packs right now. So I'm looking at that price, and that price is actually down today. So as the Headliner comes down in price, sometimes that has an effect on the informs, right? Where it's like the users can decide, like, oh, that's only 100 or 200K more for the Headliner. I'm just going to upgrade to that. So the slower that gap, the smaller that gap becomes, the more people will just upgrade to the Headliner. So it's really important to watch the Headliner's price, because I'm guessing even today, guys, there he's going to hit a low point from all these packs being opened, and then he'll actually start rising into tomorrow, because I think he's going to have a lot of demand with that Mendy. And Varane's a really, really nice card, and his team of the season is pretty outrageous in price. He's 1.3 million on PS, so the Headliner is a third of the price for an 89 rated. So I still think that this one has good potential, especially being back in packs, and I like that a lot. And then for Dombele, you got Sun specials. I really like him. I really like the left mid specials of Sun that link to him. I don't know if they're up right now, but as you know, people will complete him so heavily, you have to think what's the easiest way to get him into your team. And like Florian said, a lot of people completed Lucas, but a lot of people use these Sun specials. And I'm assuming, I don't even know off the top of my head based on that sheet, but I'm assuming one of these specials, if not at least one of these specials for Sun, is back in packs, I would assume. Just since he's such a popular player, I would assume they put him back in packs.
Yeah, so I can check that right now.
Sure.
What in what on which promo was Sun?
Well, I would assume it might just be one of his informs.
So yeah, maybe that because he was also in some UCL content, but his yeah, let me check fast. So Heung-min Son, yeah.
Yeah,
So
see.
he's in team of the week. His team of the week is in packs.
Exactly, and that's the one I'm looking at here, guys. The 88 left mid. I really like him. If you can find a low point today to look link with in Ndombele SBC, and these prices aren't updated, guys. So basically, what I can show you is that I can show you that cards are not updating on Footbin, and they're way off. So that Sun said he was 95K. I'm assuming he's a lot lower. I'm going to show you a card that is back in packs that is updated now. I actually saw this recently, and I laughed. It's Nico Schulz Winter Refresh, and this card has been crazy in demand this year because he's been one of the best German left backs. And look at this, guys. He's 15K on PS, 15K flat. Earlier today, he was literally 50 to 55K, and now he's 15K. So these drops are absolutely crazy and substantial. Some of them are going to recover. If you think about some of the picks for your team of the season red picks tomorrow and the ultimate team, they're going to do pretty well. Like Van Dijk, that's a card that I think about. And I know we're getting a little bit into Thursday flips here, and who to link.
But no worries, it's nice to fill in with all kind of information.
yeah, and I'm looking at Van Dijk here, guys, and this, I know Van Dijk's in form is back in packs is 91, but that also means that the gold is still out of packs, and the gold again links with Trent and links with Henderson, so he's going to be pretty in demand for those links tomorrow. And he's out of packs now, so I expect him to perform well tomorrow, and I expect actually this 91 to do well too, again, if you can time the low point today. It should be sometime usually within the first few hours, so these cards just released back in packs exactly 1 hour ago from right now. And for the next hour, they're going to be low. So typically like 6 to 8 UK, that's when a lot of people are ripping them open. You're going to see a lot of supply come in. But then as the supply starts to dwindle off, they can go back up. So this Van Dijk was sitting right at about 400k today, 380, and now he's already back down to 280k or so about on PS. So stuff like that you should really, really keep an eye on and think big picture. So think about who people are going to get in their red picks tomorrow and need to link in their team.
Yeah, guys, and because we talked about Varane, I want to add a couple of things here. If you realize, maybe we talked even in other podcasts,
mm-hmm.
but we were saying that Real Madrid has a lot of special cards.
Yep.
And they have a lot of SBC cards. So, for example, there is a Hazard SBC, there is Ramos SBC, there is... or I don't know if Militao expired or he was maybe he was a non-expiry SBC.
Yep.
We had Luka Modric earlier, and we have a lot of specials for Real Madrid. We had Bale food birthday, Hazard food birthday, a lot of players in Team of the Season, like Kroos, like Benzema. Courtois had some SBCs, so I think you can make a special team out of Real Madrid players easily.
Yep.
So I think also there are some links you guys know some links which can be useful growing in price in the next days.
Definitely, yeah, it's important to keep an eye on, guys, and just know for a player like Mendy too that people are, I mean, that objective is going to take a while, so I wouldn't expect many people to have him completed by tomorrow. So these Varane investments are good for the coming days, and yes, you need to use La Liga players so you can be used in part of the objectives himself, but just know that it's going to be probably even a little bit more pertinent for like next Thursday into the week, because people are going to complete him over time, and Some of the price increases you're seeing is just from investors saying, oh, okay, I know you need to use Ben Yedder for the objective, so I'm going to go buy him. So you'll have to buy him for me when you do need him. Things like that.
And guys, Mendy, Ferlan Mendy objective card is available for 1 month. So he's not expiring this week or similar to other players.
Sure.
He's available for 1 month. And also... so the 93 rated. Also, if you complete until the 89 rated, if you assist with him in 10 separate rival wins, but you need to be in a higher division, like division 4 or higher,
yep.
you will get also, what's this? This is a Jumbo Rare Players Pack. So they give you a 100k pack if you assist with Ferland Mendy, 89 rated.
That's awesome.
In Division 4 or higher.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I kind of like these objective cards, and I hope we have some nice players in the coming days.
I agree.
Other than that, Jake, this week we have also the rewards tomorrow. So today we are Wednesday, tomorrow is Thursday, and people are opening ultimate Team of the Season red player picks.
Yep.
And you said, of course, links to those players are will see a nice growth. But what is important to notice is that if you invested earlier, so if you invested on Sunday or on Monday, maybe as usually, it wasn't a good idea to hold until today, because as you can see, a lot of specials are in packs back. And if you hold them, I think you are on a loss here.
Oh, big time. You definitely will be. And guys, a big picture effect of this is cards losing value. And I'm going to pull up that Schultz example again because I think it's a really good one. So as Schultz becomes so cheap, I mean, literally, guys, he's 15K. That's crazy to me. And now he's actually up to 25K, which is ironic. He had a whole page of 15K, so he had already bottomed out. He just got too cheap. And he came back up. That often happens. So people are panicking. People saw that they're back in pack, so he went back up. But if you can get a left back this good, this cheap, it almost devalues other left backs in similar leagues or positions or nations. So, for example, even someone like Davies, who is a team of the season cards, and yes, he's 400K, but maybe people start to think to themselves, like, hey, I don't think that there's that big of a difference between this card and this card. I'm just going to go with the really cheap card. So when the whole market comes down like this, guys, it does have a widespread market impact, which I think is important to know.
Also, Jake, do you know something about Man of the Match? Did we get those today or not? I think not, right?
I don't think we did. Yeah, good point. I don't think we did, which is odd.
Yeah, and I think starting next week, we will start getting again Team of the Weeks, right? Because I believe that's what EA communicated, that we will get Team of the Week back in when the leagues will be starting again. And we saw that today Premier League started, and we had La Liga last weekend, and Bundesliga started a while ago. So I think there will be a lot of players, new players in packs. And what's important here is that you need to look a little bit, guys. If you watch real life football, you need to look at the games and see who are the players which have a lot of hype. For example, today City plays against Arsenal, and if a player scores a hat trick during this game, you can see also there a bounce in that player's price, because people will watch the game. We'll see. For example, I'm just saying, Aguero scoring a hat trick, and they will want to play with that card. So that's maybe a quick investment during the game if you're passionate about football and you watch it. And just think about this kind of cards. For example, if Haaland scores a hat trick or a brace or a nice goal, a phenomenal goal, people tend to go on their PlayStation or on Xbox and buy that player and try to recreate, of course, in Ultimate Team, this kind of game.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. And it's so funny because sometimes it almost seems like all cards are live, right? So if a card performs really well, you see sometimes even their gold card go up. And sometimes, sure, people are planning a little bit, I think, for out of pack investments. But other times, I just think it's funny because it's just hype. People bring attention to that name. They just want to play with their favorite card again. So you see that a lot. You saw it with Haaland, especially this year. I like to use him as an example just because his cards went to outrageous prices, like right when they got informs and specials, because he was so hyped and because he was kind of a new star for Dortmund and in the Bundesliga, a new name. So it's pretty interesting to watch, and you'll definitely see it again all of FIFA 21, especially in the early game cycle where those gold cards are pretty rare. You can see them fly in price after a good performance.
Also, another info for tomorrow. I see on Twitter that tomorrow will be a presentation about FIFA 21. So I guess that will bring also some hype, some new hype around the game, because people will see, you know how it is. People watch a video about the next release and they say, yeah, they fixed everything. Man, let's go play that game. But
Exactly.
you don't have that game to play, so you go back a little bit to FIFA 20 to get again some stress.
Exactly. Yeah, it's funny because we're all going to be watching it and we're all going to be hopeful, but we just hope that they, I think, follow through with what they say. I mean, this year they really spoke about defending a lot and how you'd be rewarded for manual defending and getting good tackles. And honestly, the problem is it actually felt pretty good for me in the beta and the demo. Like, it really did feel good. I don't like to change my perception or get too hopeful, but I played it, I enjoyed it, and then it seemed like every time they updated it, it seemed like the AI defending became better and better and better. And that was really frustrating because we know that's one of the things that lessens the skill gap. I remember a friend coming over and he said, I play better on defense when I put down my controller. And that's really shocking. And
you know how difficult it is to score if the opponent doesn't play?
That's what I'm saying. It's crazy. So he literally was serious. He's like, if you get the ball, I always pull my people out of position. I'm just going to set down my controller. So I think that that is horrible, and EA needs to fix that mechanic completely.
And Jake, just so you know, the promo says for FIFA 21 says, yeah, feel next level.
Okay, interesting.
I'm gonna just laugh
for, yeah, let's just say interesting. And we are hopeful, guys. We all want the best for FIFA as a franchise, and we all play their game, and I'd like to say we enjoy playing it most of the time. So yeah,
you know, guys, I mean, personally, I've played probably 95% of the weekend leagues this year, so I'm like a very I know a very big fan of the game, of FIFA in general, not about this game. So I, yep, play a lot of it. I log in every day, maybe not on the console, but on the web app or on my companion app, because you saw during all the promos I get the ultimate pack because I'm logging in every day.
I got it too.
of course, either for trading or either for seeing the objective or so. So I'm really hoping we get even better and better, let's say, games.
Yeah, I hope it's so funny. Too.
I've seen a promo today, and I posted a tweet laughing on Twitter about it, because they don't really, I mean, even if we hope to get a better game next year, it's like they don't really understand what's happening, or they don't want to understand what's happening with their game. I saw something about perfect celebrations, or I don't know, something, yep, like that, and it's funny to see them promoting perfect celebrations and no hate and no no stress or something like this, and we all know it's all from this I don't know, stupid celebrations. People get upset, or people start, I don't know, messaging other players because they hate how they play. So it's not like they are not building the perfect community, and but we are trying to hide that fact, and that's what, definitely, I don't really like about this company. But let's say we love football, and that's why we do what we do.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think that their post, to be specific, said like something about toxicity, which is so funny because obviously when EA says something like that, the community kind of goes hard on them. And they're like, well, you create a toxic environment. And some points are just really true. Other times it's players that are frustrated. But they basically said, like, why can I celebrate for 30 seconds and shh my opponent and run to the middle circle, yeah, and crawl like a cat? Like, what do you think that's going to do? And I kind of, yeah, laughed at that because I was like, yeah, they got a point there. Like, EA shouldn't be promoting that stuff. Maybe next game they have a really small limitation on celebrations in terms of time even, and then it skips to the game.
I don't even think they believe that's an issue with the game.
I don't think they do either, but they just, my point is that the users notice it, and it makes, yeah, them toxic and it frustrates them. So for EA to put out something that basically implies or says, don't be toxic, you know, you shouldn't be toxic, stay calm, I just think it's kind of funny.
Also, what I wanted to, maybe you can, let me see if it's on Footbin. Yeah, can you go into the new players section, because we have sure, 7 or 8 men of the matches released.
Oh, we just, did? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I've just noticed on Twitter, and maybe just to inform our viewers or listeners about them.
I'm pulling it up here, guys. Okay, so we got Klaassen, Andre Silva, Ocampos. Okay, nice. Oh, we got Jordi Alba. Yeah, that's a big
Jordi
one.
Jordi Alba, yeah, from Barca's game.
Yep.
So I guess they try to do like a man of the match / small team of the week, yeah, kind of stuff.
Yep.
I think team of the week will be back next week. Of course, not the best player, not the best ratings for this time of year,
No.
but there are some players which didn't get, for example, special cards until now, and I'm sure there are some fans who would want a special card for their favorite ones.
No, I agree with that. So yeah, I think it's good that they're releasing that. And like you said, a big takeaway is it looks like they're getting man of the matches now from a few leagues and Premier League starting back up. So yeah, they're really getting enough to compile a full team of the week, you know?
Yeah. What else? What else, Jake? Anything else we have to tell our listeners?
I don't think so. Guys, a big thing for trading that I do want to mention during this time is that especially during periods of supply, I would say. So I'm thinking like tomorrow morning at rewards, just watch some of these cards that are back in packs, guys, because you can get insane snipes. People are constantly undercutting. For the first like 2 to 3 hours at rewards tomorrow, you're going to see an amazing opportunity to snipe players that are in probably Winter Refresh, that are in shapeshifters, because they're going to get packed a lot, and sometimes people just want a quick sale, so they'll undercut them by like 5k or 10k, and it's just an amazing opportunity to trade. I saw people in my Discord sniping 88 players that are specials for 12 to 15k. Literally,
Whoa.
yeah, like Adebayor is back in packs, guys, and he went to like one of the cheapest 88s, but people were just listing him blindly because they think he's a trash value, and he's up to 22k PS, but I know for a fact he wasn't crazy hard to get at, like, say, 18, you know? And look at, even Footbin is reading this at 12K because people were listing him way too low. So keep an eye on players like him to snipe, guys, because 88s hold value. He doesn't have great links or anything, but he can still be thrown into SBCs. So you can't be listing a card like this at 12 to 15K. It just leaves you, like, 3 to 5K of profit easily right away for you guys. So go look at that list. Maybe I'll try to link it in the description of this video, or Florian or myself will. And then you can get on those at sniping at rewards. It's a super duper easy way to make coins.
Yeah, no, that's a very good idea. And guys, also another, let's say, tip here, like final thing, is that you can make sometimes you can make coins while watching a comparison between what a player prices is on Footbin and what
Yes.
his price is in real transfer market.
Yep.
Because, for example, now with this example, I didn't check it, but for Adebayor, if you said he's on Footbin for 12, 14K, a lot of people just go on Footbin, check his price. They list for the same price, but maybe during this time, his real price is 20 or 25.
Yep.
So you just snipe that one on the transfer market because people are starting to list those as the Footbin price. And just list right away, and you make like 100% profit there.
Exactly. Exactly. And
So
it's so
that's
easy, guys,
yeah.
because people just check Footbin quick list and then they don't even know the card's true value. So you can take advantage of that, get some snipes before it updates.
Yeah. So guys, thanks for watching or listening. If you're listening, you can do it on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts. Of course, on YouTube, you can also see Jake's desktop, and he's checking players over there
Yep.
and shows you graphs and stuff like this. Thanks for watching. Very exciting to see what's next in terms of objective players and SBCs. If you're investing like very quick after 6 p.m. UK every day, you check an SBC or an objective and you try to find the best links. Perfect links are the best usually.
Yep.
Try to find players which are not in packs or not, they aren't released in packs right away. Those tend to do the best. Other than that, I think guys, just let's see what's fun in the game during this time, and let's see also what EA promises us tomorrow for FIFA 21.
Agreed. Agreed. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Hopefully you're enjoying this FIFA content in June. I think they did an awesome job, to be honest, with this promotion. So just play, have fun, and unlock that Mendy.
Sure thing, guys, and I'm gonna unlock it also for my team. Stay safe and see you soon.
Later, guys.